listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Sue, you're on mute.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name's Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. Before we start the show, I want to just open up with the holidays are supposed to be joyful, but for many, they bring pressure, expectations, and emotional overload. Today, we're talking about how to protect your peace, even when family dynamics, finances, or loneliness make the season tough. Some of the core talking points are going to be setting emotional boundaries, saying no gracefully, avoiding perfectionism, communication tips, self-care rituals, and the power of perspective. What's your biggest holiday stress trigger, family, money, or time? How do you know when you've hit your limit? What's one thing you can do differently this year to stay calm? If this topic resonates and you'd like to go deeper, the One Institute is offering a free 15-minute Zoom consultation to help you manage stress and improve your relationships. You can call 949-723-0338 or email me at info@drpatallen.com to schedule your 15-minute consultation. So tonight we have Andy Shaw available, and we're going to go over some topics, some questions, and also some topics on holiday stress. Andy, do you want to join us?
Heck yeah, I do. Hi, Sue. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we can hardly hear you, Andy. It's very low.
Probably just me.
Oh, there you go. I got it. Yeah.
I absolutely do want to join you.
Yeah. Yeah. So tonight, I've got the book, The Answers, to go over, and hopefully we'll get some callers. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. So if you have a question you want me and Andy to answer, please feel free to call in. And we're going to go into the Answers book, and there's a chapter 4. It says 20 questions. And these are questions answered by Dr. Pat Allen. I'm going to pick ones that resonate with me that I think the audience would like. Question number 7, why am I so attracted to bad boys? And the answer to Dr. Allen says is because they know what they want and don't want, and they go for it. You're attracted to the power. You might get date raped. They might beat you. But some women actually enjoy the rush they get. The excitement and danger turns you on, which means you may be a norepinephrine addict. That's a hormone released in these situations.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You're on the air with Sue and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on a recent interaction that I had, and I was, doubting myself a little on how I handled it.
Okay.
I have a date set up with someone. We live in different states, and I'm not there often, but he was the one to reach out to me. And he had asked when I was going to be in town next, and I told him. And in our dates earlier in the month when I was there last, he said, next time you come, like, I have a spare bedroom. I would love for you to stay. And so in this previous interaction, he asked when I was going. I told him, and he said, great, I would love to see you when you're here and any extra days that you're here. And here's the part where I would love your opinion. I then said, well, I would only extend my dates if you wanted to spend more time. And then he was like, of course I do. Yes, book the extra day. And when I said, okay, but I felt that maybe I was the one that asserted myself, and I wasn't sure. I would love to get your input on that.
I want to go through a couple of questions. He may have reached out to you, but you're going to him to date. Why isn't he coming to you? It's like you're dating him. You're having to go. Is it you're in the area for work?
No, I work there at times, so I'm not going there for him. I'm already going to be there, and he was inquiring about the next time that I was going to be in town for work.
Are you looking to be married, or are you just looking to have fun and play? Because that's important to set up the dynamics of what you're looking for in a relationship.
I'm looking to be married.
Okay, so he's long distance. Have you talked about what his long-term goals are and what your long-term goals are so that you're compatible? Because if you start seeing him and you get bonded, you may not be compatible going to the same place.
Right. Well, we have not been intimate in any way, and we've been on a handful of dates, and we didn't talk about that, but that was something that I was going to bring up in our next action.
Yeah. The very first couple dates you should find out so you're not wasting your time, because you want to make sure you're both going to the same place. And if he lives there, I mean, you have to kind of go geographically desirable. How will the relationship work out, dating and stuff? There's a lot of factors to take into consideration. And the one thing that I'm hearing is he's calling you to come to stay with him. So it's like you're somebody of convenience is what I hear and I'm understanding.
Yeah, I could very much well be.
He's not doing any work, but asking you to, when you're in town, come and stay at my house to entertain me.
Yes. He's also entertaining me, but I hear you, and that was the conversation that I was going to have with him.
Is he taking you out and wining and dining you, or is it just hanging back with Netflix and cooking dinner?
No, he's been taking me out.
Okay. And you haven't talked about long-term goals, where you're headed to, your values, your morals, what you want from relationships?
We talked about it briefly, but not in a direct way, which is, again, why I was going to have that conversation with him in this next interaction when I'm there.
How many dates have you had, and how much interaction have you had via telephone or text?
Very minimal.
Oh, okay. So it's just at the very beginning, because you may want to investigate that only because you could be bonded to him and you're not compatible. And then you put all you're over-focused on him and all the other guys you're unattracted to and unavailable with. That's my interpretation. Let's let Andy put in his interpretation. Andy, do you want to give her any feedback on what you hear?
I'll try.
Okay.
Remind me again, how many times have you seen this person?
We had been on 4 dates.
Over what period of time?
So.
Over how long?
We met last month, and we've been on 4 dates, and we live in different states. So since then, obviously no dates, since we're not in the same state.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a few things I like, and I'm just going to ask you, have you done that relationship contract? I know you're not with this person, but for yourself.
In what way? Like what I want?
I don't know. Are you the feminine or the masculine in the relationship?
Oh, the feminine. That's okay. Why I haven't reached out to him at all. Every interaction we've had has been prompted by him.
So, are you familiar with the contract?
Yeah.
So I did it personally, like I've got experience with it. And I know it helped me to figure out what it was I wanted and not didn't want. And I recommend you do the same thing, except list out what you do not want and what you do want. And then figure out what your boundaries are. Sue's right in everything she said, you know, according to what we've been trained. And it works, which is why we like it. So, but the next piece really is up to you. Like, is this okay to you? Are you, you know, letting him in too soon? Are you monogamous? Have you had this? You haven't had all those conversations yet. But before you have those conversations, it's always nice to know thyself. So,
yeah.
Do your my suggestion, my recommendation is do the contract and know what your boundaries are and what your deal breakers are. And then when he says, I only want to date you when you're around, you're like, do I really want that? You know, what's the long-term outlook for that? What's the compatibility outlook for this? And kind of decide what you're willing to accept and reject.
Absolutely. I like that. And that's what I had. We've had no intimacy. Everything was wine and dining. And that was nice. And then I wanted to see, will he communicate while I'm away? And he really has been minimal, mainly just to find out when I'm there next. And so in the next interaction, I was absolutely going to see, are you looking for something serious? Are you having fun? And so,
when you want to talk to him about it, we don't want you just to go in full force and talk to him about it. We tell him what you want. Talk from the eye. I'm looking for a long-term committed relationship headed towards marriage. I'm not comfortable just dating for fun. If you tell him, he gets the idea what you're looking for, and he may volunteer the information, or he may say, no, I'm not looking for that. What I'm saying is, don't just interview him on what he's looking for. I'd rather you share what you're looking for first.
Yes, absolutely. I will do that. My concern with this last interaction was, I guess what's done is done, but for future, the way that interaction went, is that something you guys would recommend, or would you have done it a different way? Because again, he was the one to reach out and say, when are you here? He booked, or, you know, asked me to go on some dates while I'm there. And then I told him I may extend my stay. And he said, well, if you do extend your stay, would love to see you. And then this is my question to you guys. When I said, well, I would only extend my stay if you wanted to go on another date. And then he said, yes. Is that something, a verbiage you guys would recommend for anything in the future?
I probably wouldn't, because that's you asking to stay longer.
Okay.
You're volunteering that information. So I would wait until he would say, you could say, gosh, you know, I have the option to stay another day. Leave it like that. Don't ask him if he wants you to stay. Just say, gosh, I might consider staying an extra day. See if he says, oh, please do, I'll take you out. It's like you're dropping the hanky to see if he chases you.
Yeah, I think I dropped the hanky, and then he was vague, and then I...
So he was vague until you had to physically ask him, if I extend my vacation, will you spend time with me? That's kind of asking for more, better, or different.
I haven't booked my flight. Do you suggest that I keep it as is, or
that's up to you. The one thing I'm a little concerned about is you've had four dates and you're not knowing where this relationship's going. You should probably, I shouldn't say should. It would be a good idea when you're dating anybody to find out on date one or two if you're compatible. You're basically duty dating. But find out if you're going to the same place rather than waiting till date 5, 6, 7, 8. Because then you're kind of leading people on.
Can I
go ahead, Andy.
Interject. I just want to – something sounds appropriate to me right now. And it's from the communication manual. It's emotional ideas people use to play games. There are 6 bullets. They are pain will hurt me or you. What I say will be what you hear. I must feel good about what I say for it to be okay. It is better to suffer myself than cause you pain. Asking for my wants is selfish and impolite. I must approve of things I cannot accept. I don't know which one of those, if any, apply to you, but I have the sense that, well, at least one of them does. And then there's a note I have in there about straight talkers. Straight talkers are not, in order of cruelty, evasive, secretive, condescending, or abrupt. You mentioned vague, so that kind of brought me to evasive. So yeah. If there are any one of those four things, it's a red flag.
Got it. Yeah, I was sensing he was a bachelor type, and that was one of the things I was going to investigate on our next date. I guess the thing that where I was wary was like, yeah, like I dropped the hanky. He was vague, and then I had to literally spell it out. And then obviously he was like, of course, like I'd love for you to stay an extra night. And I guess where I'm at now in this situation, I have places to stay and through work, a different place. So I think after our first meeting, if he is 100% that bachelor type or doesn't want the same things that I do, then I don't feel like I'll be out. I could still stay somewhere else. I don't have to stay with him, but I'll leave that door open, I guess, for now until our next date and I can get more clear about his intentions.
Have you stayed at his house before?
No.
Yeah, I think I would really find, if it was me, I would find out if you're compatible before you stay over there.
I agree.
You're starting to get too, I know you're not getting into, but you're already getting a little too bonded.
And for your safety, I urge you not to stay with him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that advice. One last quick question, because okay. I can't remember. I've listened to a lot of Pat Allen and your program as well. As far as intimacy, for some reason, and I apologize if this is vulgar, but...
No, that's okay. What?
Okay. Well, as far as like receiving, and like I know that nothing's supposed to go in any holes, but I have I remember somewhere about her saying that it was okay for him to pleasure the woman.
Yes, she does say that. Yes, he can go down on you. Yes,
women don't bond by fingers or tongues.
So he could go down, but no fingers.
Yeah,
just no fingers. Fingers and tongues are on the board.
Yeah, no penises.
Okay. Like, for the life of me, I couldn't remember. And Okay. And a hand job, right?
Yes. Yes. No magic wand in any orifice.
Okay.
Can you call us back and let us know how this trip went? What if he's, you know, we'd like to do a follow-up to see, you know, how it turns out.
Definitely. It won't be for another month, but I'll...
Oh, okay. Yeah. And does he call you in between these trips, or only when he wants to know when you're coming to visit? Because that's kind of strange, too.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you guys. I'm getting the sense he's kind of the bachelor type. He can whoever he wants, the good-looking guy.
Yeah.
My spidey senses are out, but to be fair to him, I've never told him exactly what I'm looking for, and part of me felt safe because I'm staying within my boundaries. I didn't stay the night at his place, but we were out and about. He took me out, but one of the nights we did go back to his place and I left, but I'm not having sex with him, I'm not doing anything with him, so I felt like I'm staying within my boundaries. And so I didn't feel bad about the situation, but we just met last month, and then I've been back for 3 weeks, and he hasn't really texted or called.
He's not chasing you. I don't hear him chasing you and pursuing you. So that's a big red flag too.
Yeah, I felt that as well. Okay. But there was a part of me was like, oh, well, I'm going to be there. Like, I'd be nice to be taken out to dinner and possibly.
I'm just concerned if you stay the night. You know, people, a lot of the girls that I help, they stay the night, and after a while they break when there's too many. Pressures them. They break, and then they resent giving in sex because they did stay the night. They wish they would have left.
Yeah, I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to that.
But yeah, so are these girls too. That's my only fear. Yeah. You really don't know where, you know, I mean, you have nothing on the plate as far as long term.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm sensing that as well. But I am looking forward to having that conversation with him. Just to hear it out of his mouth, although actions are speaking.
Yeah, and remember, he can say whatever he wants and then change it too. So be careful. Dr. Pat Allen says, don't trust anybody. Watch their trustworthy track record.
Yeah, there was something I read recently that I liked, which was, if you're not going to be my husband, get out of his way.
I love that.
That's a good one.
It's been nice to talk it out with you guys.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. There was a caller that called in. Our lines are open now, 323-203-0815. Caller, there was a caller that was trying to call in. The lines are free, so if you'd like to call back, please feel free to call us back. We'd love to take your questions. With that, I was answering that one question about the bad boys. Dr. Pat always talks about the norepinephrine, that you like that hormone release, the adrenaline. So why do women like bad boys? Because they're exciting and they're familiar at times, maybe from what your childhood was like. Chaos up and down. So Andy, do you want to pick a question from page 79 from the answers book?
Sure. This isn't... Well, question number one.
Oh, okay.
I'm miserable in my relationship. Should I leave? The answer, I choose to believe that staying and investigating is a good deal. Stay till you cannot stay. He or she who leaves first repeats the same lesson. There are only two times when I say leave, when there is physical violence, or you're getting physically ill or emotionally ill by being with that person. You are losing you. If neither of these conditions exist, I'm going to call her.
Caller, you're on the air with Andy and Hello. Sue. Do you have a question for us? Hello?
Well, kind of. I just feeling really bad right now because I met up with an ex.
Uh-huh.
And he told me he had a girlfriend and we decided to still meet up.
Okay.
Can I ask
who set up the meeting? Did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you?
Me. I think okay. I was more persistent.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
And so we've been meeting up, but he did tell me that he had a girlfriend. And okay. I feel like she was the girlfriend who probably when we were ending, he may have been starting.
Okay.
And the reason why I think he says we broke up is because of not agreeing on marriage.
Uh-huh.
I was more into marriage. He was more into just cohabitating, but he never even did that with me. And we were together quite a few years, split up. And now another few years we've known each other. So, it's just confusing to me because I want to be with him and we did spend time together last night and we ended up being intimate.
Mm-hmm.
It felt nice, but mm-hmm. then the next morning I felt like he was a little off, like
yes.
maybe he was a little
yes.
distant, like a little bit.
Yes.
And so then I questioned about, you know, what are we doing? Do you still have your girlfriend? Because sometimes I'm not even sure because he wants to spend time with me. I want to spend time with him. And I'm thinking, when does he have time for the girlfriend?
Yes.
And he says, yes, I'm with my girlfriend still. And then I'll say, oh, well, you know, I question him again. And he's like, what do you want me to say? You want me to say something different? My question is, should I just move on from this? I don't know if it's going anywhere.
Well, will, here's what happened is, you reached out to him, and unfortunately, you did not have boundaries to protect yourself. So you caved in and were intimate, which probably rebonded you. And then you had the hopes of getting back together, which you didn't discuss before you were intimate. And then you also mentioned that he is not for marriage and you are. So that's a deal breaker, incompatibility. You both have to be going to the same place, or somebody gets resentful. If you absolutely want to be married, it's best to find somebody that's on the same page, or you are going to get into a fight trying to persuade the other person to do it your way. So I know this is probably painful because you're now in the 8 weeks bonding. What I would suggest, I don't know if you've done the high buy letter. Have you done the high buy letter?
I have, a long time ago I did.
Mm-hmm. Because now you're rebonded. And if you want him back, you write down all the great stuff about him. The pain is that you got emotionally bonded again. And then what you don't want in a relationship is casual sex and just hooking up and meeting. What you do want, and you would, if you change your mind on you don't want marriage, put it down. Or if you do, because when he reads that, and then the fifth one, you say, thank you for this painful lesson of me surrendering and being intimate without an agreement or contract. And then it sets the standard that if he wants you, there's a contract to come and get you. But I think you might be afraid that he won't accept your contract, so you'll take him any way you can get him at your expense.
Yeah, that's kind of true, but yeah. I'm trying to be stronger because I did ask him something this morning. I said, so should I move on?
He's not going to tell you what to do here because you have no boundaries. And if he can, he likes you, but not on the level that you want him to. He does care about you, but not to the level of being intimate, moving forward into a relationship. There's some men that like to play. And I think he likes your curiosity and he likes you as a person, but he's not ready for a commitment with you.
Yeah, I believe that's probably our whole.
Yes.
I've known him almost 10 years and, but you know, off and on. And I did ask him that. Did you ever want me seriously?
I think he did, but not on your terms, though.
Yeah, I think he said there was a time. That's what he said.
Yes, you wanted marriage and he didn't. And unfortunately, men do not want to be molded on somebody else's wants. That was incompatible. Mm-hmm. If you wanted him, the deal was you get him at no marriage.
And I think I said that finally at the end. I said, well, I'm happy just with you. That I just want to be with you. And that's the way it's going to be. With no marriage, I said, you know. But he claims that we ended it because I wanted marriage and he didn't.
Well, that was what you said was the big headbutting that of all your arguments. So when men shut down.
What's that? I'm sorry.
When men shut down, you know, if he keeps getting questioned about, I want marriage, I want marriage, I want marriage, he just shuts down. I'm done.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men do not.
He shuts down.
Yes. It was too much pressure on him to hold his boundaries, but he held them.
Yeah. And I feel bad that he has a girlfriend in a way that I kind of don't. And it makes me feel weird. Like, I'm not sure.
Probably painful. Is there any way you can go back on a date? So it's always good to learn the lesson and go date somebody else rather than sit in pain. Here's what it is. It's painful to not be with him, but it's painful to be with him part-time. So you've got two pains. Which one? Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have to get out of the pain some way.
That's what I experienced today. It was great last night. We had a good time. In the morning, it was a little weird. And then now I just felt so empty, like an empty feeling.
And I don't think he wants to use and abuse you. So if you call him again, he doesn't have to take responsibility for his actions.
And that's what he's doing. I believe that you're the one that's, taking charge,
Yes, he'll go along with the casual sex if you start it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not calling you, bugging you for sex, because then he'd have to be responsible for hurting you. And you're both adults.
Right.
So, maybe you have to do a couple more rounds of casual sex than the pain. Or you can write him the letter and send it so you're friends again, and then maybe go duty date. And maybe if this other relationship doesn't work out, he'll come back to you because you're still friends.
Okay. And I did a duty date, and I think because he's still in me, I can't get into a real relationship.
That's right. You got to debond. Andy, do you want to give her any advice that you can think of that would help her?
And Susie gave me some great information. this is a problem with, as you well know, being intimate before you're monogamous. So you're in for a rough 2 years. And the only way to go through now is no matter how you feel. So I wish you well. There's nothing to do but to charge through. So start dating, start.
I offer a low cost ladies group. I have a couple of them throughout the week. I help ladies duty date, debond, get better quality of men. If you're interested, email me at the office and I'll give you some group times. And you can join along with the other ladies that are in the same situation.
Yeah, the one benefit of duty dating is that you are getting to know a new person. And then when you do that, the other person fades away.
Okay.
So if that's your incentive, that's a good incentive to have to go duty date.
I just feel like when I date and then I don't feel it for them, I break it off and then I hurt their feelings.
Well, I help the women. I have a lot of women that are afraid to let men know that it's a duty date because they don't want to hurt men's feelings, so they take the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I give my ladies articles. I help them online dating. We check in once a week. They tell me who they've dated, what's going on, and I push the arrow through to help them learn these painful lessons so they never have to repeat it again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna look into your class.
Email me at info@drpatallen.com. And I've got ladies from 30 to, I have some 82-year-old ladies that are out dating.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's a wide variety of group ladies.
Yeah, when you're duty dating, don't worry about our feelings. Just
what is that?
When you're duty dating, don't worry about hurting our feelings. We'd much prefer you be honest and forthright with us.
Okay.
Those are much better qualities.
That's what I do. I go beyond the three dates. I go beyond and I keep.
No, you go on one or two, preferably two dates to find something of interest. We're not asking you to be intimate right away. Just something that you find intriguing that it might work. And if you have nothing, then we have a golden parachute to get out of it. And it's, thank you for asking me out on date number three. However, I do not have that special chemistry that says we're a fit, and I don't want to lead you on. So I wish you well. It's to let him, to let him know he's a nice guy, but you have no spark.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about hurting his feelings.
Yeah. What do you think about dating a friend, but a friend loves you as an intimate, we haven't been intimate, but like that way, and I only love him as a friend. So you keep this relationship going.
Is he asking more from you?
Yes.
Then you may want to explore that. But if you do, I sense that you get bonded too soon from anybody that gives you attention, which could be dangerous because then you don't find out if you're compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you're going to date somebody, make sure you're compatible so you're not fighting like you did your last guy.
Okay.
If you want marriage, find out if your friend that's interested wants marriage before you even start dating. Yeah. down the same road.
So, I don't know. I think I'm just stuck on this one guy and I just want to get off.
You got rebonded.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to get unbonded is to go duty date, even if you don't like to.
Okay.
It's painful, but eventually gets easier.
Okay. I'll start doing that. And then I'm going to join your group. And
Call me or email me and I'll send you the information. I have wonderful results with my ladies. I've had some for over 2 years. They just have their own little community of friends.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. I will do that. Well, thank you for everything. Well,
thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye. Bye.
I think we had another caller that was trying to call in. 323-203-0815. If you tried to call in a couple minutes ago, the lines are free. We'd love to take your question. We have probably about 10 or 15 more minutes. We end at 4:50, so we'd love to get your questions. Good questions today, Andy, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, ladies, we'd love to help you. That's why we have this show. Helps ladies get grounded and find out what they want, what they don't want, and what they're doing and what they shouldn't be doing. That's not to do. So were you going to read another one of these questions, Andy? I think you were going to start it, and then we got a caller.
Yeah, I was going to read the last paragraph of question number one, which is, if neither of these conditions exist, which, as a reminder, were physical violence or you were getting physically or emotionally ill by being around them, Dr. Pat says, stay in your relationship and work through the problems. Strengthen your connection. Start a trustworthy record again.
Yeah.
And she maintains the best marriages are those that survive mistakes.
That's true. In my ladies groups, I always talk about, sometimes ladies get hurt by men. And I always tell them to take it to the end. Don't punish the men. That's the way he is, because a lot of ladies like the model. They just want to tweak him. And you accept him for the way he is. We cannot change anything about him unless he wants to change. And then they get mad. And when you get mad, you go into the next relationship being mad at that guy. You carry it, and the next guy gets punished for it. It's called that's taking it to the next relationship. You have And when you leave, Dr. Pat says you should have empathy and apathy. If you're still mad or upset, you still have feelings, and you're not done yet. This lady that was on the call before, she's not done yet. She's a little upset, but she's in pain, unfortunately. But it would be best if she learns this lesson and has empathy and apathy for what she did and he did, so she can move on and hopefully not repeat this again with a new guy.
Yeah, that's so, so important. I remember being on a date with a girl, and she called her ex-boyfriend an expletive.
Okay.
36 times in our 5-minute phone call.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, this girl's clearly didn't push the arrow through. Of course, I didn't know that back then, but now I know some of the red flags, and that's one of them.
Yeah, and also I always tell my ladies not to talk bad about your exes, because there's two people in the relationship, and you're only seeing your part of it. I never blame anybody. It takes two to break down a relationship, unless, of course, there's physical abuse. But usually, if you know, there might be incompatibility, codependency, different things like that. So there's usually two people responsible, because the one that stays might stay with bad, abusive men. So she's responsible for not leaving, and the abuser is responsible for being abusive or toxic to the person that chooses to stay. So there's always two sides of the story. And I usually, when I get couples and talk, I don't blame anybody. I just choose to sometimes that have them see that they can choose to agree to disagree. Because there's a lot of times people want to be right, and they'll fight tooth and nail to be right, but they have to look at the bigger picture. Do you want to be happy?
Hey, so can I read question number 5?
Go ahead.
Which is, why can't I get over my ex?
Oh, good one. This fits. Okay. If caller's listening, this is for you, caller. Okay.
It may be that you are still chemically bonded, which we know is true, or your addiction to them may simply be a psychological need to control whatever you've owned before. Food for thought. That was the end of that question.
Yes. And it, you know, like the incompatibility, it's so important. The first caller did not ask about incompatibility. And the second caller, she knew that they were incompatible. So that is a, Dr. Pat always says, you might love the person dearly and you may be suited perfectly, but if you're incompatible, and usually it's about marriage or no marriage, kids or no kids, or living locations. Those are the big deal breakers.
And number 9 is for our earlier caller, which is, why didn't he call?
And oh, answer, what does that say? Okay.
It says, it may have nothing to do with your desirability. It simply may be that you were not what he wanted that night or in this lifetime, and he passed.
Yes.
So when, even though somebody's not saying no, if they're not saying yes, it's still a no.
Yeah, I don't like to judge people, because there are a lot of guys that are long distance and they date women. But there's a lot of incidences where men like women in other states because they don't want their harem to be too close to run into each other. So he does have women all over the place come in. That happens a lot.
And if I might, because this kind of delves into our earlier conversations too, which is question number 13.
What?
I'm a guy who just wants to, as you say, get laid.
Yeah.
Does that make me a bad guy? And the answer is no. It makes you a man. A man wants to have intercourse because he likes it, roughly every 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is. The nature of man is to be sexual. But it would be good, and I would recommend, that you let the lady know what your goals are. For example, I'm not interested in a long-term relationship, but I really find you attractive. And I want to play with you. That way you're not leading her on.
Yes. But then fortunately, we can't teach men that. That's why it's important that the ladies talk about that at the beginning, so they can at least tell them what they're looking for. And hopefully, if things go further, she can ask him what he's looking for to see. So at least she'll know that this is just somebody to have dinner with, if that's what she chooses, and not look at it as something that could get serious.
Right. And that's why it's so important for you to know yourself. Do this contract, even if you're by yourself. Like, if you're the feminine, list out what you do not want, then what you do want. You know, put a line there somewhere that's a deal breaker. If you don't get X amount of days or X amount of calls per week, per day, whatever.
Yes.
Like, have those lines. Because if there are no lines, there's nothing to get mad at. But you're going to get mad anyways.
Yes. That's when you're calling, asking somebody else to help you with your lines.
Exactly.
And we want you to, we'll help you with lines, but it's good if you know your lines, which are basically your boundaries of what you want and don't want, or don't want and want. Yeah.
And that delves into question number 18, which is, how do I know when to leave a relationship?
Yes.
And the answer is, I believe that the end of a relationship is when you feel apathy and empathy, like Sue said earlier.
Yeah.
You cannot even get angry. You've seen this game before. You can't take it. It won't happen again. One more time. You know it'll happen again. You realize you need to avoid the other person because you'll get sick. And you can practice something called agape love, which is when you believe and say, I release you. While I love you, I don't love you better than I love myself. You're too gamey for me to play with, live with, share my life with, and I pray you get help.
That's a good one. I hope the caller hears this. Her guy, I know he didn't want to hurt her, but she did reach out. And so men look at that as every man for themselves. If you participated and he didn't have to beg for it, then he thinks that, you know, you're both on the same page.
Yeah, and that does in 19 too. So you advise no sex without a contract if you're looking for a relationship.
Yes.
If guys don't stick around.
Yes, they don't.
They're not going to get sex. So what do I do? And the answer is, tell him you bond chemically with men when you have sex. And you want to bond next with the guy you have a future with. If he leaves you, think of it this way. You'll be younger to find the right man. Men fall in love with virtues, not vaginas.
Yes. So it's better to absolute. I have some women that stay with men for months, almost years, and didn't ask about if the man was going to get married. They just thought it would naturally occur. And when a year came, she said, are we ever getting married? He goes, I have no intentions of getting married. And she never asked or investigated. So I have to say that he didn't have to, you know, it's not good he didn't volunteer it, but she did not ask the questions if they were compatible. So I had to call her on it.
And that is question 20.
Yeah, protect yourself.
How long do I stay in a relationship? Don't stay longer than a year unless you're getting what you want from the relationship.
Yeah.
Don't recommend you sign any legal agreements until 365 days have gone by.
Yes.
That's because you don't really know someone until you've been with them for at least a year.
Yes.
A sociopath can screw your brains out or rob you before you even know they are a sociopath.
That's true. Well, we're running out of time, Andy. Thank you, callers. Hopefully we'll take some calls. If you're not able to call in, you can always email me at the office with your question. And as I was telling the other lady, I do offer monthly ladies groups. They meet once a week. It's limited to 5 ladies in each group. And it's 4 weeks. It's $80. So basically, it's $20 a group. And it's like for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Everybody gets time to share and ask their questions. And I like it because you hear other ladies' examples, which may help you with yours as well. So I love the groups because everybody supports everybody. And I help the ladies debond, a duty date, online profiles, communicate, push them through their uncomfortable zone. They keep doing the same thing over and over with expecting a different result. I help them use Dr. Pat's proven scientific methods that get some results. So with that, I want to thank you, Andy, and all the callers and listeners. Andy, you want to say anything to the audience?
Thank you, Sue. Audience, be well.
Thank you. We'll see you back here next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.